Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 265 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And as I'm recording this at the beginning of December 2024, I can tell you that we've just had the interactive workshop for advanced learners. It was good. We had an interesting conversation there. And if you missed that, I'll probably be rerunning it next year. But one of the things we talked about there was that there are two problems that are kind of the same thing, but different ends of the scale that we can have as advanced learners. So people who are either learning a language or improving their skills. Some people who, like me, they want all the information. So we sign up for all the newsletters. We subscribe to all the podcasts that we can find because we want to learn. And sometimes that can come from a place of perfectionism, which itself isn't great. But, you know, we get overloaded with all this information and we don't take the time to go through, okay, what is actually helpful, what is serving us, what is helping us to learn. So that's one problem you can have. But the other end of this scale is people who really don't know where to start because they have been doing the same things and they've got bored. They are just bored with learning a language, or that they don't apply themselves to doing it because they don't know what else they can do. And it's just feeling very uninspiring, all the same kind of stuff. And maybe the stuff that they're doing is quite easy because it's not really challenging. It's maybe always watching stuff on Netflix or series, and it's quite easy to understand, so they don't try anything else. Or maybe it's you've been to a course and you've done the course, but you don't know where to go next. So I know some people talk about this, like, what can I do to improve on my own? And so I decided to rerun a challenge that I ran in 2023. And I'm doing it at the beginning of the year, but that's not because I think the beginning of the year is the best time to start something new. In fact, I think it's probably one of the worst times to start something new, because a lot of people burn out very quickly. They have really big goals and then nothing really comes of them, because it's, for those of us who live in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a really hard time to start something new. It's cold, it's dark outside. It's not a time when we feel like planting new seeds and doing something new. However, it's also important to come back after the Christmas break when a lot of our routines have been changed, or we've been doing different things, spending time with different people, maybe traveling, maybe having some free time. So it is a time where it can feel a bit more difficult to get back into the rhythm of our normal work or language learning activities. So the idea with this challenge is that it's called 31 Days to Improve Your English. That gives you a clue how many days it runs for. It's 31, all through January. And the idea is that you receive a task or an activity that you can do each day. So it's not structured. It's not exactly you must do this, because it's more about an idea for a task, so you can adapt it to suit your language level, to suit your interests, because that will make it more likely that you will complete the task. So it's more like an idea, like an impulse, like a have you thought about trying this? Because I think some of the reasons that we feel uninspired about working on our language skills is because we need some new ideas. And the other point is that it's working on different skills. So one day you'll be doing something writing based, another day is speaking, another day is reading, listening, vocabulary. So it's not doing the same old stuff every day or the same activity, because many of us find some activities easier. I've always preferred writing to speaking, for example. Some people don't, they hate writing, but I would much rather write than speak. Or I really enjoy listening activities because I don't find it so difficult. And I know some people really hate listening. when there's nothing to read. So we all have our own preferences, but it's really important that we practice all of the skills if we want all of the skills to develop. So doing it in a way that keeps rotating means that some days will be easier, some not so easy. So if you did this challenge in 2023, is that right? Yeah, 2023. It feels longer than 2 years ago. But anyway, if you did this, the activities are not really different from last time. So to be transparent, it is the same program. But if you want the feedback, then you're welcome to do it again because you will get feedback on new activities. So the idea with the feedback is that throughout January and in February as well, you have access to me by email. And if you want to send me what you've done for your activity, then I will give you some written feedback about the task that will help you to progress with your English. So, can you use these challenges to help you with the other languages? Yes, but then you don't get the feedback. If it's another language or one that I don't speak, then I can't give you feedback on that. But if you are doing it to improve your English, then I can give you tips that will help you to improve your English based on the task that you did that day. So 31 days is a long time to be doing something. It may be that you fall behind a little bit. I know that when I do challenges, I'm fairly consistent during the week, but then at the weekend, sometimes it's harder. So I understand that, which is why the feedback is open for another month until the end of February. So if you want to do the challenge and you want to send some of your tasks in February, then I will still give you feedback. After that, you can still do the task, but the window for the feedback will run out. So the tasks come by email, so you have them. You'll always have them. They're not going to disappear. They come by email at the beginning of the day. And then it's up to you when you do them, whether you do them. No one's going to check up on you. It's up to you. But the more you engage with the challenge, then the more you have the opportunity to learn. So the price of the challenge is £22. Have a look on the website if you want to look at the payment options. You can also pay in euros. And you know that there are a number of payment options on the site. So that will include the 31 challenges or the 31 tasks in the challenge and the access to the feedback. And even if you're not going to sign up for the challenge, if this isn't something for you, I would just challenge you to think about something new that you could try that you haven't done before, something that would help you to develop your least enjoyable skill, because we all have one, whether it's speaking, reading, writing, listening, something else, like the thing that you find most challenging about using your additional language, what is it? And is there some step you could take to improving that skill or to making that activity a bit less daunting or scary? And see if you can think of something that you can do. I mean, that doesn't have to wait until January, but if you are feeling that you'd like some structure for the new year to get back into things, then this could be a good option for you. So if you're listening to this after December 2024, the challenge will no longer be running, but if you sign up to the newsletter, you'll find out if and when it's running again. And for those who are listening now, you can sign up until the end of December 2024 because we start in January 2025. And I look forward to working with some of you as part of this challenge and to helping you to grow and to get into some new habits for new activities that you can do to develop your English. So have a good week and have fun learning English.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.